USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Rochelle Walensky, immediately authorized booster shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. This age group was the least affected by the virus during the pandemic. New unemployment claims are beginning to climb up again. That's according to new data released by the Labor Department on Thursday. The number of jobless claims rose by 21,000 to 218,000 for the week ending May 14th. In order to save lives, Oklahoma lawmakers on Thursday gave final approval to a bill that would ban nearly all abortions and would allow private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman terminate a pregnancy. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt on Fox News.
I represent 4 million Oklahomans. I don't know how much clearer we can be. We believe life begins at conception, and we're going to protect life in Oklahoma.
USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Biden is heading abroad with scheduled trips to South Korea and Japan over the next 4 days. He will attend the Quad Summit, also in Japan. Japan, Australia, India, and the United States meet to strengthen our shared values. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News Friday morning.
Everything happening with Russia is unfortunate, but it is not as significant as what China presents as a threat to the country. So we need to be saying straightforwardly that we are there in that region. We have vital national interests in that region. You know, the Solomon Islands that China just developed a relationship with, and it looks like might try to militarize. We lost so many soldiers on the Solomon Islands in World War II. Biden ought to be talking about that. He ought to be talking about the fact that we have security interests in that region to defend our allies, including Taiwan, and we will be doing that.
France, the United States, Belgium, and Germany have reported their first cases of monkeypox. Often not fatal, it manifests itself like chickenpox, with rashes on hands and face. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The illegal immigrants flooding our southern border is only compounding the inflation problem here in America. These folks have no job. They are 100% dependent on the United States government for food, housing, and medical support. Although the Biden administration can't get the illegal immigrants into the United States fast enough, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News has given up on federal help and will take the fight to his border.
Gearing up as we speak right now, we have 10,000 National Guard plus 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety officers on the border. We have a border operations center that is set up like we use in response to any catastrophe that we're dealing with. And this is a catastrophe. Let me give you the numbers of what we're expecting. Based upon Biden's numbers, they said expect 18,000 people a day. Extrapolate that annually. That's more than 6 million people coming across the border a year. For Texas, we get about half of that. That would be the equivalent of Houston coming across the border in a year. And so what we're doing as we speak, we're getting ready for Monday, and we're going to be creating what we call steel barricades. The steel is our Border Patrol cars, our National Guard vehicles, bumper to bumper in Eagle Pass and other areas along the border that you've seen people come across. We're going to be doing two things. One is we're going to be turning people back. We've already turned back 17,000 people. And if we're unable to turn them back, we will be arresting anybody who makes it through the barrier.
USFL Football Week 6 has two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. I'm Lance Fry, USA Radio News.